This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
BetMGM account holders will receive a College Football Playoff Odds Boost token. Use this token at a wager made up entirely of College Football Playoff bets to your slip. Activate the token, score extra winnings if your wager that was made with the token wins. I did this last night. 25% boost. I went Indiana, Georgia, moneyline parlay. Got it from minus 105 to minus 120. Chef's kiss. Anytime you're taking an odds on, making it plus money, I feel pretty good that I'm on the plus side of the value ledger as we move forward with the College Football Playoff quarterfinals. They will be very excited today, and clearly the market's very excited about Texas Tech. BetMGM has now flipped to Texas Tech -1.5. Late steam on the Red Raiders as we are moments away, minutes from the Orange Bowl taking place down there in Miami between the Red Raiders and the Ducks. A lot of late love for Texas Tech. Obviously, if you've been listening to the show over the last 3 hours, I'm on Texas Tech. I got them +2.5 last night. Would I bet it now to pick them? Yeah, I think they still win, but obviously I'd much rather have them at plus money if I can find them. Awesome show today. Our EP, Tyler Morales, our VP, Mike Brown, AP, Dan Turner, and our dude hanging back in Chicago, running the board, Kenny Henderson, did a fantastic job on New Year's Day. I appreciate you tuning in. I am your host, Jared Smith, in for Nick Costas today. Nick will be back tomorrow to get you set for a wild weekend in the NFL and to recap everything we saw today in the College Football Playoff. But let's try to get you some winners. Let's try to predict how things are going to play out today. We just talked Texas Tech, Oregon. Let's talk a little Bama, Indiana. I think the key in this game, two keys. One, can Alabama's defense confuse Fernando Mendoza? I would lean to the yes there. Keon Sabb, Bray Hubbard, Xavier Brown, the secondary for Alabama, Kane Womack. They don't get a ton of pass rush, but they can confuse you with how they disguise coverages. They've disguised 78 coverage snaps over the last 3 games. They'll rock and roll those safeties up and down. Xavier Brown will be a rover all over the field. And I think for Fernando Mendoza, who's very sharp, very quick, very decisive with his reads, can you confuse his picture? Make him second guess where he's going with the football. That's going to be key number one for Alabama's defense. For Alabama's offense, can you get any semblance of a running game? Again, you don't have to run it for 200 yards in this game. You just have to run it good enough to keep the Indiana defense honest. I really like this Indiana defense. I think Kamara on the edge is their best player, but here's the rub. Their other edge spot, Stephen Daly, who's tied for the FBS lead with 19 TFLs this year, suffered a knee injury while celebrating the Big Ten championship. That's a huge loss for Indiana. He will not play in this game. The linebackers, Aiden Fisher, Isaiah Jones, Elijah Hardy, those three guys have to step up to take the place of Stephen Daly. Big loss for Indiana's defense. This gives Alabama a little bit of hope that they can run it effectively. Again, you don't have to run it right down Indiana's throat. They only had one explosive run for 30 yards against Oklahoma, 33 yards on the other 20 carries. Can they run it for 4.5 yards a carry in this game? 4 yards a carry. Can they have 10 to 15 runs that gain 4 to 5 yards. Instead of 2nd and 8, it's 2nd and 5. Can you put Ty Simpson into manageable third downs? If they can do that, I think Alabama's very live in this game. But I don't know if they can do that because they haven't shown us that they can do it. So of the three games today, this is the one I feel the least strongly about. I could see a very strong path for Alabama, get a little bit of pressure on Simpson, confuse his eyes, or Mendoza confuse his eyes when reading coverages, and make Mendoza create, you know, some kind of explosive splash play on defense by creating a turnover. I just don't know if they can do it. And on the other side for Alabama's offense, I don't know if they can run it well enough. So I could see both scenarios playing out. I think you give Indiana the benefit of the doubt that they've been the better team all year, the more consistent team all year, and they're maybe a little bit undervalued. And as I say that, we're starting to see some Indiana money come into the market. BetMGM's out to 7.5. I think this closes 7.5. At 7.5, I think I would take Bama. At 7, I would probably lean Indiana. But no official play for me on this game. I don't feel very strongly about this Indiana-Alabama game. I think there's a lot of variance here. Pete made a good point about the under. The weather's bad in Pasadena. You could certainly make the case that this game might be a little lower scoring than usual. Obviously, defenses have been all the rage so far in the college football playoff. The night game, I think, is a little more cut and dry. I mean, let's be honest, guys. Are the script writers not going to put Georgia in the semifinals against Carson Beck? I mean, come on. They gave this one to us on a silver platter. And I'm not saying it's rigged. I'm not of that belief. But I wouldn't be shocked if Georgia got a favorable whistle tonight. This is where their season ended last year, in the Sugar Bowl against Notre Dame. Notre Dame was a slight favorite in that game. We didn't know what Gunnar Stockton was. We know what he is now. He's probably the toughest quarterback in the country in terms of his mental strength and his ability to take the hits and keep on. He's like the Energizer Bunny of college football. This dude just takes shots. Georgia's offense is very horizontal. Gunnar Stockton leads the nation in adjusted completion rate outside the numbers. Screens, crossers, bootlegs. They like to move the pocket, right? Manipulate the launch point. And I think he's very good at knowing when to run it and when to throw it. He's got a very good feel for the game. And he's also tough as nails. The question for Ole Miss, can they defend the run? They couldn't do it in the first game. Georgia ran it right down their throat, over 220 yards in that game. They average over 5.5 on inside zone. The tackles for Ole Miss, Harris and Echols really struggled against that Georgia O-line. And Georgia's defense playing better now than it was 8 weeks ago when these two teams last played. Really, like, a lot better. Honestly, Trinidad Chambliss had his worst completion rate, worst passing grade of the season in that game. Georgia ran a lot of man coverage, 40% rate of man coverage in that first game against Ole Miss. They don't run a lot of man. They're mostly a zone team, but they saw an edge that they liked. The Ole Miss receivers are going to have to separate. Stribling, Wallace, Lee, Alexander, they're dangerous weapons. They're great in yak. They had almost 200 yards of yak in that game against Georgia, but they struggled to separate man coverage. Trinidad Chambliss, 2 of 11 on throws 10 or more yards downfield. He's been one of the best deep ball throwers in the country, but Georgia really shut him down. I think the key in this game is going to be, can Chambliss figure out a way to throw it downfield? Can he make some plays with his legs? The most effective running game, running strategy for Ole Miss in the last matchup was Chambliss's legs. Lacy didn't run it well. He was held to about 30 yards rushing. I think Georgia's defense is much better than it was 8 weeks ago. That's where I think this game is won. I think Kirby Smart comes up with a good game plan second time around to figure out a way to keep Chambliss in the pocket. I think Gunnar Stockton makes more plays than Chambliss does. And I think Georgia wins this game. Would I lay it at 6.5? Eh. I like the Moneyline Parlay strategy better. Moneyline Parlay, Indiana to Georgia, and use your BetMGM Odds Boost token to get that sucker to plus money. But an awesome show. Good luck with the games today. I appreciate all of you listening here on New Year's Day. I'm your host, Jarrett Smith, signing off. You better, you bet. Westwood One Sports.
That was You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.